It's 5:35, and that means one thing, a chance to catch up with some live music that is rolling through our area. This is the Afternoon Music Show, and your drive home just got a little bit better because we're going to be sharing some tunes and meeting some folks that have already met you, probably, because they've been here for quite a while. We have got live music in the studio, people who are traveling through Alaska and having a great time. Michael and Pete from the Good Time Travelers are live in studio at KMBA. How are you guys doing?
So good, Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren, thanks for having us.
Now, you two are truly Good Time Travelers. I mean, the name came from the fact that you just love touring around, that you love actually traveling on the road and just grabbing a guitar and a mandolin and playing anywhere you can, and it's an easy setup to take on the road, no doubt. And I love that I saw you at Salmon Fest, and you had two more weeks after Salmon Fest to really tour the state. You truly are the one band from Salmon Fest, I think, that is traveling the most, so you're living up to your name. And I thought this couldn't be easier to have a conversation than to really just talk in the next half hour about traveling, about the circuit, about the road to Salmon Fest, and some of the tales from the road that you no doubt have, because there's got to be some stories that are coming from all the different venues that you've hit, the festivals, and the traveling.
Well, Lauren, it was awesome doing Salmon Fest right at the start of our little tour, because it introduced us to some people that run venues in town. It introduced us to you. It introduced us to a lot of new friends and audience and fans, and now we're having fun out here.
We're gonna find out what brought the band up here and the dates they've hit so far in just a few moments. We're talking with the Good Time Travelers out of Fort Collins, Colorado, and I want to jump right into some songs and get the audience all revved up. So what do you got for us that you could kick into?
Well, Lauren, we're gonna share with you guys and gals out there in Alaska world and the internet the first song that we wrote together. And we started writing about a year ago, I've been jumping around the world and coming back to the States to write with Michael. So we've had a few writing sessions. We've got a bunch of songs under our belt, and we're absolutely thrilled to share them with everyone. So this is our first one that we wrote together. It's called Tail Lights and Memories. Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, one.
I can honestly say, as the days run away, I can hardly catch up with myself.
Another town I vaguely remember. Another face I didn't know I'd miss.
Till I saw you in the crowd with your faraway smile and those lips I longed to kiss. I can honestly say, as the days run away, I can hardly catch up with myself. Years seem like days just fading away. I can hardly catch up with myself.
As the wheels turn around, I roll the wind. Take my sweet time down those long roads of mine while the memories get washed away.
I can honestly say, as the days run away, I can hardly catch up with myself. Years seem like days just fade. I can hardly catch up with myself.
Thank you.
picture of you. It lays in the dust on my dashboard. It reminds me of how we didn't work out. Now just taillights and memories of you. I can honestly say, as the days run away, I can hardly catch up with myself. Years seem like days, just fading away. I can hardly catch up with myself. Can hardly catch up with myself. I can hardly catch up with myself. Now just still lights and memories of you.
The Good Time Travelers, live at KNBA. Pete and Michael are here in studio. They are traveling through the Alaska area, and that's a pretty big area. So yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for the music, and thanks for coming on up here to Alaska. Where did you guys first meet, and when? How soon did you know, that's it, we're just going to head out on the road together as a duo?
Well, we first met at the, we knew each other for a while on the Colorado scene, but we really got to know each other a few years back at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in Telluride, Colorado. And we jammed around in the jam circles that whole year, or that whole week.
A few campfires involved.
Yes, exactly. And everyone said, hey, you guys sound pretty good together. And we were singing, you know, bluegrass standards and Grateful Dead songs, and then we went back the following year and got more support and thought, well, man, we do sound good together. If we can write some music together, then this is a band. And about a year ago in July, that's when we wrote our first song, Taillights and Memories, that we just presented for you.
We had our first writing session, and in two days, we had three songs, but we worked all day. And, you know, a song's never complete, but we had three songs. They were songs now that we get to craft, and we're still crafting every time we play them. And then we were like, we're onto something. And I went to go live in Europe for a couple months, and I'm listening to these three songs, and I'm like, man, Michael and I were Skyping. I'm like, we gotta do something here with these and this. And he felt the same. And so I came back to the States, and we got right after it and went to a cabin that a dear friend of ours, Pam, thank you, Pam, we love you, gave us in the mountains of Colorado, right at the base of a 14,000-foot mountain in the Chalk Mountains there in Mount Princeton. And we had this beautiful little mountain cabin, and we just got after it. 4 days, 12, 15-hour days, and we just went after that twice in 8 days total. And by that time, we played our first show, and our first show was opening up for David Grisman and Del McCurry for a sold-out audience at the Oriental Theater.
No pressure there.
It was a blast. Yeah. We played all brand-new material. We had a standing ovation.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. And that was our first show, and that wasn't that long ago. We're pretty new at this.
From woodshedding to road tripping. I mean, you get in a cabin, you knock it all out.
That's a good title for an album.
It's from woodshedding to road tripping.
And
from woodshedding to
road
tripping.
Because you got to hit the road to kind of shake it out just a little bit, test it out.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to get this visual of these great road trips. Now, you were mentioning something in the upper Northwest. There was a good circuit that you went on. What have you found over the last year, the really cool, fun circuits that you know you can just book and get an audience that you just is ready for you guys?
Well, we have a lot of friends in Oregon. So Portland is one of those towns and surrounding communities that we can just go up to and book anytime. And Pete here is actually moving to Oregon.
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Get ready, Oregon.
Moving to Portland, yeah.
I'm going to head up the Front Range, and he's going to head up the Cascades. And
we'll tackle them from both sides.
Well, it sounds like things are really kind of have got good momentum right now.
There's a lot of momentum, and it's still very, very new.
That's fantastic. And you're doing a whole bunch of dates here. We've got the Brown Bear coming up. Now, was that Wednesday or Thursday night that the Brown Bear is?
Wednesday at the Brown Bear.
Wednesday at the Brown Bear. You got the Cantishna Festival this weekend on Sunday. You got Live at 5 in Talkeetna on Friday.
Yeah.
So no excuse for audience to
Chair
go
five
check them out.
At Girdwood on Thursday.
You guys got the circuit down. You know what you're doing.
Well, thanks to our friend Milo Matthews, who so many people know. He really hooked me up with a lot of numbers. And then our friend Rob Ashelbin.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, has really been helping us out and just really getting lucky with getting into this Salmon Fest and having that as a starter. And now we're welcome back at all the places we played, and we can't wait to come back. We're already looking at maybe March for about 10 days, and then definitely, hopefully, doing Salmon Fest again next year. Please, thank you. And we'll come back and do it again next summer.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the road to Salmon Fest and maybe talk a bit about some crazy characters perhaps you've seen already. Or let's hear some more music, and we'll get ready for those stories.
I love Alaska.
Yeah.
I love it here.
What do you got for us next?
Well, you want to do the second song we ever wrote?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Yes, that one. This is called Spirit Thereafter.
Forever fell to the currents, his life is over. Spirit thereafter, river running by. He loved the water back where he did die. Together.
It's a Good Time Travelers live in studio at 90.3 KMBA. The guys are on the road for a few more days, and they've been on the road for a little while. You can catch their music by going to their website.
TheGoodTimeTravelers.com.
I love how it's so easy. Yeah, you just spell out the name.
It's the name of the band
com,
with the dot.
And you're going to find them.
And the com.
You can travel the web, and you can find their music, and then you can figure out how to travel with them, because you're on the road enough that I'm sure occasionally people will just go, well, why not just tag along behind these guys? They're having a good time.
That's what's been happening in Alaska, actually. We've had people drive some miles to come see us, and we've been seeing people every time we go to a gas station, somebody will go, the Good Time Travelers?
Yeah.
And, restaurants, and it's been really cool. It's a really awesome community, the Kenai Peninsula. It's like kind of like how Colorado works, you know? It's like a state with a bunch of towns, but it's all kind of webbed together, and it feels that way here in Alaska as well.
So sometimes you pick up a traveler that maybe you don't necessarily need to be traveling with you for a while, that one character that maybe that maybe perhaps you're saying, okay, this person is a little bit strange, but we're glad he was there one night. I wish he would maybe go away now. Is there any oddball characters or even just fun stories you've run into so far up here?
We have, Michael and I are very, people who hang out with us go, you guys are really funny. We don't get sick of each other, yet we create different characters to talk in different voices and different impersonations, and we build from those people we meet and create our own characters, and sometimes never talk normal throughout a whole day other than other characters that we've created, and we base them off of people that we've met. So this trip has got a good handful, and if we want to build this reality show someday and bring all these people that we met into this scenario, would be awesome. But
so if you ever meet Pete or Michael, you actually might be meeting somebody you remember from somewhere else. You're like, wait a minute, I know this dude. How do I know him from somewhere? He picked up a character on the road. Have you been down to Homer? You obviously have.
Yes, we have.
There's some characters there.
There are characters there. Yeah. We had some of them take us out on a boat.
Yeah.
Was it a 3-hour cruise?
It was just about, it was perfectly
about
3 hours.
Yeah. It was.
And no doubt you're going to have some fun up in Talkeetna. You've already been there, actually. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we also had a character take us out salmon fishing on a river.
Yeah, that was a character.
Mm-hmm.
characters in Talkeetna, for sure.
Yeah.
Man, we have met some amazing, brilliant characters.
Do they do they compare in any way to what's going on in the lower 48? Is there a different vibe that you're feeling up here?
Very different vibe. I've noticed, I love Alaska and I love the people here, because whatever they're into it with intensity and passion. And it seems everybody up here seems like they're living life with greater purpose. And I think that's, I hope you take that as a compliment, Alaskan people. I feel a warm, fuzzy vibe up here, meeting people on the road. My new friend Anna gave me a road atlas with all of the Alaskan continent in it, basically, like 180 pages. And I've been following along in that atlas and checking out all the mountains and glaciers. And
yeah, like today, we hiked up Crow Pass today.
Yeah, Steve from Chair 5 in Girdwood made us dinner last night. He made an amazing sockeye with beurre blanc. And it was way up Crow Creek, way up off the grid. And we got to go hiking right out of his backyard this morning.
These are the things I envy about the Good Time Travelers and traveling in general, is you have this romantic idea as a listener in your head that, you know, all these guys are going all over the place, they've got all this time, and sometimes it can be a chore, other times you get the views, the food, and the people, and it is all worth it, isn't it?
We've been eating a lot of good food, a lot of salmon. Mm-hmm. Last night I ate about 8 different types of meat. And that fed us, and we didn't even have breakfast. We went hiking up 8 miles up and up a pass and back, and I felt like the energy was there. Like, we had so much salmon and moose, and oh man.
Well, you guys are the kind of songwriters too that I'm sure that some of these characters and some of these stories are going to show up in tunes in the future.
It's inevitable.
So the audience, if you're going out to see the Good Time Travelers at the Brown Bear, if you're going down to Chair 5 or Live at 5 in Talkeetna on Friday, or Kantishna Festival, make yourself available, make yourself visible, and you just might end up in a story or a song.
yeah, please.
Let's get in another track here before we hit the top of the hour. What would you like to play?
Sure. You want to play a bluegrass song?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
This one seems to apply to the Alaskan people. We wrote this song about living every season to its fullest. And from what I hear, this is my first time in Alaska. I've not been here in the winter. But from what I hear, you got to really mean it if you're going to live here in the wintertime. And here we go. This is called Through It All.
One, two. One, two, three.
Spent most of my summer on the river, winding through those mountain canyon walls, round the bend through the pines, singing gentle on my mind. I'm living right through it all. Every autumn I see the leaves are dying, ground where they choose to fall. The fields turning brown with a chill coming round. I'm living right through it all. We all live, we all die, and the seasons roll by. Nothing lasts forever, so I'm told. We all come, we all go, like the rain and the snow. I'm living right through. Stars are shining bright, I'm staying home tonight. I'm living right through it all. We all live, we all die, the seasons roll by. Nothing lasts forever, so I'm told. We all come, we all go, like the rain and the snow. I'm living right through it all. I'm living right through it all.
Beat Cartooner's guitar.
Travelers live in studio at KMBA. They're traveling in our area. You will see them soon if you're heading out to the Brown Bear, if you're going up to Talkeetna, maybe you're out at Chair 5 down below. You have a chance to see them, hear them, grab their music, and go check them out online as well. GoodTimeTravelers.com. Pretty easy website, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you guys here. And I really love when folks come up for Salmon Fest and really take advantage of plans many other dates. I mean, you're doing everything.
Homer, we've had basically
North,
only had
everything
a day or two off the whole in 19 days, but we don't want to have a day off. We love doing what we do. So,
I got to admit that, and I got to say out loud, the weather has been kind of nice. So
since we got
so
here,
that does help. And hey, why
gorgeous.
Not take advantage
we did that.
Of it?
We did that.
When I saw those pictures of you guys in Crow Pass, it's like, yeah, it's a good thing you had some great sunshine. That was awesome.
Yeah, you can see some of those pictures if you join our Facebook page at the Good Time Travelers on the Facebook. We want to build our community and just made a little post of some photos from our hike today. And we keep you updated on, we have a new music video coming out in a couple days. We've got a new record that we're recording in November. And we keep you up to date on all kinds of fun stuff that we're doing and music and songs that we're writing on both the website, but even more a little active, a little easier active to just make a post on the Facebook page.
Keep in touch And we'll see you guys again real soon.
Thank you.
I tell you what, do you have time for one more bonus song?
A bonus song.
Bonus hour here?
Yes. Yeah.
Slip into a little bit of the World Cafe's time slot and give us one more tune, maybe for the road.
Yeah, we'd love one.
Are we going to fade into the World Cafe?
Yeah, we got time for a 3-4 minute song.
Yeah.
So Tuck if you guys got one more in you.
Tuck a teasy. No.
Okay.
No. How about what's that song with the harmonica? Oh, you don't have your harmonica with you. You could play guitar solos.
Let's do it.
Okay. This is called This Time Away.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Ooh, hold on.
So this microphone is...
It's a very active microphone.
It's getting surly with me over here.
It's got a mind of its own.
I'm ready. It's a little lonely, and I want you now. Well, I'll sit and wait for you to come around. I'm feeling empty since we split the time, and you just keep on dancing through my mind.
this time away. This time away. Thanks for having us.
This time away.
We're the good time travelers.
And we love Alaska.
Yeah, we sure do love Alaska.
Thanks for giving us so much to love, Alaska.
Oh, yeah. We'll be back so soon.
In March, you never know. This time away.
This time away.
This time away.
This time away.
Good Time Travelers, 90.3 KMBA. Catch them at a good time near you. For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.